In professional tour golf at the very highest level, Ken Green has played with the very finest and beaten them. The professional game helped forge his whole identity. He will tell you why the extreme highs and lows of golf are both equally necessary to feed the soul, and that his love of the game has helped many times in shoring him up through some very difficult days. This edition of the Edgar Podcast delves into the thinking of one of the most interesting golfers who made it to the top of the professional game. So let's meet Ken Green. Find a way to stay positive while ditching the negativity. Ken Green's quest to find joy continually in the sport is a learning for many other seasoned golfers. He is playing as a right lower leg amputee, but often enduring intense pain due to a chronic nerve injury condition. A 65-year-old who still competes, in part, to shine a light for others on the unique benefits of this game. This unusual game, in which, though we might not be able to hit it nearly as well as Ken Green, a player who used to compete regularly against the likes of Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson and Seve Ballesteros. Well, that said, we might not be able to hit it as well as Ken, but after speaking to him for a while and hearing one of his pep talks, we'll think we can. It was certainly a pleasure talking to Ken Green. Ken, originally from Connecticut, spoke to us from his home in West Palm Beach, Florida.
I'm not playing golf as a professional anymore. I play it for different reasons, my own love of the game, and then my hope to help others. I have that pure love and joy of golf again. You know, the bad score doesn't bother me like it did when I was playing professionally. And to me, that's the ultimate high. You know, you can get over those bad shots or bad days, depending on what it is. And, you know, it doesn't bother you. But you still love the game. You know, you go to bed and you can't wait for tomorrow because you want to play golf again.
On a now rare visit to the UK last September, the news of Ken Green playing in a G4D event, which means Golf for the Disabled, in England, was always going to be more than a headline. The G4D Tour BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth was one of nine major international events in the 2023 schedule, staged by the DP World Tour and supported by Edgar, which attracts the leading players with disability in the world ranking. When Ken was asked if he could make the trip, he was immediately enthused. Though lacking a little in regular practice, Ken was still very much competitive as the elder statesman among the players, knocking it around the West Course, one of the most challenging in the DP World Tour international schedule, in scores of 77 and 80, finishing in a tie for 7th place. He said afterwards that he really enjoyed the experience, happily taking part in interviews with the media, including with the team with the DP World Tour, imparting his desire to help others to join in with this game and love it like he does. In return, Ken learned about Edgar's player pathway. Edgar, supporting the G4D Tour as the acknowledged experts in all things G4D, ensures that people with a disability have more opportunity to sample, participate and compete in golf.
I believe I hate to use the word job, but I believe that's my job now. I mean, I had my day in golf and it's not about Ken Green anymore. It's about life. When I look back since the accident and all the things that have happened and how I've grown, and a lot of it's through the game of golf, I am probably the best and or worst because I went from being one of the best to being a brand new golfer and you're trying to regroup. You have to understand that it's okay to try to get better as a golfer, but it's far more important to do the right thing in terms of trying to help other people. Every person you help multiplies because then, you know, if it's a young boy of 13, he goes on to have family and they have family. So you're not just helping one at a time. When you look at the big picture, you're helping, you know, hundreds and hundreds, and then it grows into thousands. As weird as it may sound, you may be helping the next person who maybe someday cures cancer. You just never know. That's why you should be happy every time you help one person.
Back in the 1980s, golf was full of great names, superb players. Ken, who played 508 US PGA tournaments, did things his own way. Establishment figures were wary of his temperament that could sometimes appear spiky, while Ken would maintain this was self-expression and being honest. But his talent, hard work and record speaks for itself. The name Green, he also nearly always wore an item of green clothing as his trademark, was seen on a great many leaderboards in the mid to late 80s, winning, amongst others, the Buick Open in 1985 and the Canadian Open in 1988, and a total of 5 US PGA Tour titles. 1988 was a landmark year, and Green's effort to win the Westchester Classic in front of home crowds near to where he was raised resulted in him being part of a famed four-way playoff with Greg Norman, David Frost and Seve Ballesteros. The Spaniard's short game grabbed the title, but during the fight, Green showed how much he cared about the game and its fans. The veteran's presence at Wentworth last September thus commanded respect from the younger G4D Tour players for varied reasons. The rhythm he still finds in his swing circa 2024 remains impressive to the onlooker. His amazingly positive attitude in playing while clearly in pain with his condition complex regional pain syndrome, CRPS. And thirdly, well, the reference books have Ken beating the likes of the aforementioned Watson, Seve, Payne Stewart, Curtis Strange, Tom Kite, Nick Faldo and Bernard Langer in tournaments in the 1980s, and then playing with or against all of these golf greats in the legendary 1989 Ryder Cup match at the Belfry, England, where Green earned 2 points out of 4 for America, where Europe retained the cup in a dramatic 14-14 tie. It was 2 decades later, in 2009, that Ken's life changed in tragic circumstances. Green was a passenger involved in an RV motorhome accident. While travelling home to North Carolina from Texas, the vehicle had a tyre blowout and hurtled down an embankment. Ken was the only survivor of the crash that resulted in the loss of his wife, his brother and his dog. Golf had already helped Ken to get through a very troubled childhood in Honduras, in which he suffered sexual abuse. The sport had become his identity, a professional golfer. He is quoted as saying, "If I hadn't fallen in love with golf, I don't think I would be even standing here, to be honest with you." Ken, who later found faith in God, added, "I think I would have done what happens to a lot of kids that get abused like this and drink alcohol, take drugs and all that. So golf had already saved me, and it was about to save me again because obviously I knew that I couldn't ever play professional golf. I was okay with that." A year after the accident, Ken's estranged son, Hunter, died of an overdose. Ken Green's later autobiography, entitled Hunter of Hope, A Life Lived Inside, Outside and on the Ropes, would record these sad events. On the front of this book, there is a quote from former American Ryder Cup captain Paul Azinger that reads, "One of the most courageous men in the world." Regarding his own outlook, the accident had left Ken facing significant injury challenges, including that he had little option but to have surgery to have his lower right leg amputated. At that time, he tells us, his leg injury didn't really matter in the scheme of things. But as time moved on, golf, the game, its processes and its people did start to matter to him again.
Yeah, absolutely. To me, it was like I can either sit and cry and moan, groan, why me? Or I can say, wow, I get to play golf all over again. I get to learn it again. I get to find out what I can and can't do, what I do really well, and what I need to stay away from in the game of golf with my new body, so to speak. To me, I was ecstatic. I know that sounds weird, but you have a brand new world that coming in your way. Sure, some of it sucks, but you can overcome that. And that's a W. You won't have this many opportunities to have a second life, so to speak.
Ken may have embraced the challenge, but he found that finding his swing again was no easy task.
It's a learning curve because I still play pretty good golf. Even though I had turned 50, I was still a pretty damn good golfer. And all of a sudden, you're hitting shots that are like, oh, boy, you know, you're topping shots and, you know, you're learning, lies, angles, hills and hitting shots that you would never hit in your entire life, that I've never even come close to hitting in my entire life. You sit there and just laugh at it. But that drive you have is, all right, I'll get this down. I'll figure it out. I'll get it. And eventually it's pretty good. My hardest thing that I have to really fight through is the focus and concentration. But that's not because of the leg. That's because of the CRPS. You got to understand there's certain shots you'll never be able to hit again. That egomaniac in me sometimes doesn't want to believe that. I'll try to hit this shot. And after I hit it, and I don't pull it off, I'm like, how stupid can I be? I just can't hit that shot anymore. The leg will not allow me. I need that foot to hit that shot. And I know it, but I think I'm going to pull it off anyway. That took a while to get through, but and I'm still fighting it. But, you know, I'm better than I was in the beginning, that's for sure. Chipping was brand new. Bunker play was brand new. You don't even realize you used your leg that much. It was that important. And it was like, oh, boy, it was far more important than I ever dreamed. But, you know, you just keep at it. You go out there and you keep grinding and you'll get better. It doesn't matter how good you are or how bad you are. If you work at it, you will get better.
More recently, Green was diagnosed with a so far incurable condition called complex regional pain syndrome, CRPS, believed to be caused by his amputation, in which, in simple terms, the pain from a physical trauma outlasts the expected recovery time. Ken's drive to raise awareness for this condition added to his motivation to play on the G4D Tour at Wentworth and in other G4D events, including in his home country. CRPS sounds like, just as Ken puts it, a brutal condition. Rare, awoken by his injury, and with pain so severe, he has at times been close to giving up.
But I tell you, it's a brutal disease. I mean, the pain you go through at times is mind-boggling. I mean, you're literally crawled up into a little baby fetus position and you're waiting it out. And the meds you have don't work. There's nothing strong enough to stop this pain. And when I say strong enough, I've got fentanyl, which is the strongest there is. And you just got to wait it out. Then you feel okay. It's a mysterious disease and it's called the suicide disease. I understand because I've been really close. I don't care who you are. Everyone's got a line.
Thankfully, Ken says he is no longer near that line, being careful to ensure he manages the pain properly, which can be set off by different triggers. It's a learning game still. Life is a huge challenge, he knows, but now playing golf is offering an altogether friendlier challenge for him now, one far removed from the pressure of earning a living by your score and chasing trophies.
Golf stays in your head. It's more than a game, and that's part of the challenge of the game and the fun of the game. And again, it doesn't matter how good you are. And that's why golf's so good for people that have been given a curveball, so to speak, in life. It's a brand new world. And to me, it doesn't matter whether you're 20, 40, or 50. You got a brand new world to go attack. And to me, that's great. That's the adventure of the game. I mean, golf gives you that anyway. And now we're on like golf with steroids because we have so many more variables, so many more highs and so many more lows because you appreciate those highs. When you pull off that shot, like the other day, I hit a shot that the two-legged version of me couldn't hit. And it was like, wow, that was everything. That was just what you live for, you know. And then the next day, you'll hit a shot that's like, oh, boy. But that's just how it works. That's where you get that extreme desire. And again, it doesn't matter if you're missing a leg or an arm or an eye. Golf will get in your head. Once it's in your head, you've hit the home run. But you're also going to suffer for the rest of your life because that's what this game does. You're going to have those highs and lows. What better way can you go through life when you have those highs and lows?
Competing in G4D events for Ken or simply playing with golfers who have an impairment brings pleasure not just from the act of playing, but from the people he is meeting on the tee or the golf club terrace.
The other great thing about golf and disabled is that it's like you become a big family. You know, you become close to the people. And you look at the other kind of tours, whether it's professional or amateur tours or this thing, it's not that way. The disabled people, they care more about people. I know that sounds awful, but it's just a fact. They've learned from, you know, the disaster of life. And they're going forward. And that's the one thing I really appreciate is how much everyone really cares about each other. And it really surprised me. And one of the first things I noticed is that they genuinely are rooting for each other and they're proud of them when they pull off a shot. You know, I've been fortunate to play with a couple of seeded players. And when they pull off certain shots, it's like, wow, that's incredible. You know, that's just, it gives you chills just thinking about it.
As to his own golf, Ken peppers his interview with the phrase highs and lows. The professional game was a tough school, but the thrill that the game can provide clearly still resonates and remains so important.
It does. I love golf now as much as I ever do. And to me, that's the ultimate high. You can get over those bad shots or bad days, depending on what it is. You know, it doesn't bother you, but you still love the game. You know, you go to bed and you can't wait for tomorrow because you want to play golf again.
As well as continuing to play himself, Ken is pleased to be able to encourage these other golfers to try the game.
I do, because we get personal satisfaction if you play well and you win. But the better part of it is doing, you know, interviews like this. Because of who I used to be, I'm going to get notoriety of what I do now. So therefore, it is my job to try to get it out there. I'm more apt to be interviewed and the story's more apt to be told because of the fact that I used to be a, you know, tour player, Ryder Cup player and all that kind of stuff. And now I'm a disabled player. So it's like a wow to a wow. And depending on how many people all these articles have reached, you know, I did and with the South Africa and all that. And again, if it helps one or two people, it's an absolute home run.
As well as the words home run, love and joy are also much said by Ken and clearly felt. Ken Green also says wow a lot, and he means it, constantly excited by some facet of the game which has sustained him all these years. Surely Ken's efforts to help others also deserve a wow. It's a big modern word, and like one of those gimme putts on the golf course, this word, coming from a man who could so easily have become so cynical about life, is appreciated every time it is offered. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com, and you can contact members of our team through the website.